This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 232 for Wednesday, January 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were up sharply on Wednesday, taking back much of their recent losses as speculators moved back to the buy side. Canola up 10 to over $36, the March contract up $36.70, moving back above the $1,000 mark at $1,000.70 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil contributed to the firm tone in canola, although the Canadian oilseed outpaced its U.S. counterparts to the upside, after leading to the downside during the sell-off. Canada's tight supply situation remains a supportive influence, although the need to ration demand is thought to be well priced into the market for the time being, with speculative positioning behind much of the activity. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger on the day, moving back above 80 U.S. cents, and that did temper the upside somewhat. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all stronger. Soybeans were said to be due for a correction after recent losses, the March contract up 30 cents at $13.91 per bushel. While rain in South America is helping alleviate some of the dryness concerns there, more will be needed, and the longer-range forecasts remain hot and dry. Production estimates out of Argentina are coming in well below the USDA's current 46.5 million ton forecast. Meanwhile, Brazilian farmers are just getting started with the harvest in some areas. Corn, it saw an extension of yesterday's late advances, the March contract up 11 cents at $6.10.5 per bushel. The move back above $6 was bullish from a chart standpoint, and that encouraged some additional buying interest. Expectations on the size of Argentina's corn crop are wide-ranging, with estimates anywhere from 48 to 57 million tons. The USDA currently pegs the crop at 54 million tons. Wheat, it posted strong gains for the second day in a row. Minneapolis up 31 cents in the March contract at $9.38 per bushel. Kansas City up 27 and a quarter in the March contract at an even $8 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 27 and a half cents in March at $7.96.5. Cold temperatures across key U.S. winter wheat growing areas are raising concerns over possible downgrades to the crop, especially as much of it was seeded into dry fields. The mounting geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine are also keeping some caution in the wheat market, as those two countries are both major world wheat exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.